Almost immediately after the derailment, officials rushed to open Webster Elementary School in Kensington, about a mile from the crash site, making it a safe harbor for the Red Cross and the city's Office of Emergency Management. Scott Ovington, who oversees facilities for several schools in the area, says those injured in the train wreck were shuttled via SEPTA buses to the school.
The neighbors brought out water, juice, stuff for them to eat. Sister Linda from the church up the street, she brought down coffee pot. We made them coffee. It's funny, Kev. It's the little things that they appreciated, I guess. You know what I mean?
As the night went on and the injured were transferred to hospitals, the school became a home base for families whose loved ones were on the train, those who drove in from Maryland or New York, just praying for a shred of good news.
They're in a real bad way because they didn't know where their loved ones were. And, you know, there's nothing you can say. Yeah, there's nothing you can really do. So if they needed something, we got it for them.
First to arrive at the school was Jim Palmer, a district building engineer who, with Ovington, was also there all night.
I'm telling you, man, it broke my heart.
After waiting hours, fearing the worst had happened to his wife, one man left the school in an attempt to search the crash site himself.
All I can say to you is when he got there, he was very angry, and then he cried a lot. And he sat and just stared. And then it was, you know, he had to go. I guess he had decided that he wanted to do what he thought was right by looking for his wife, you know? So you can't knock him for that.
As the school day began, teachers and staff brought the families breakfast and tried to help the kids have as normal of a school day as possible. Principal Sean Wright stood in the schoolyard as kids arrived, explaining what had happened to parents and ensuring that students weren't startled by all the ambulances gathered nearby.
We're offering support and we're helping people is what we're doing right now. We're helping people in need. And that's a good message for the children.
For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCory.